Hello, friends, and welcome to your Rainbow Reads.
Hello!
This is our early December mini-sode, and I also have a treat for you at the end of the mini-sode. I have two arcs to review today.
That's awesome, which is good because I only have three little tiny new releases today.
So if you haven't joined us before, we discuss LGBTQ books and authors that we enjoy. My name is Holly.
And I'm Susie.
And Susie's going to tell us about the new releases in early December.
Yes, yeah, so we have for December 6th, the first book I have for you is A Dash of Salt and Pepper by Kosako Jackson.
And we like Kosako Jackson.
Yes, he wrote Yesterday is History, which I absolutely loved. That was definitely one of my favorites from this year. It was a time travel book, and it was magical. We had an episode with that book in it.
Check out our Rainbow time travel episode. It had that book and two other awesome time travel books.
Yeah, so check that out. But this is a new one, and it is a romantic comedy. Your favorite.
Ugh, I'm so tired of romantic comedy.
But this one is perfect for me because it has a small town New England setting, which I love. I know you've been to Maine before.
Love Maine.
And I want to go there so fucking bad.
We're going to go at some point.
Yeah, we're going to do it. And then and it's also food.
There are chefs. A lot of my favorite things.
I know, right? I will read any book that has like food very much as a subplot.
Yeah.
I love it. So, A Dash of Salt and Pepper, that sounds amazing. And then we have, on the other side, Roses in the Mouth of a Lion by Bushra Raymond. And that is an unforgettable story of female friendship and queer love in a Muslim American community. And this one is a fiercely compassionate coming-of-age story of a girl struggling to reconcile her heritage and faith with her desire to be true to herself. This sounds like it's going to be very deep and awesome, but I will say I love any stories about female friendship.
Yeah, that like, sounds like a really, really good story.
I don't want to give it away, but my top read of the year, which should be obvious if you've listened to even one of our fucking episodes so far, is at its core like a story about female friendship and empowerment.
Yeah.
Like that's it for me.
Yeah, women supporting other women.
Love it. I love to see it. And this sounds really great because it's also got some Muslim representation.
Yeah.
Which sounds really good. But I have to say, brace yourself.
I'm braced.
December 13th. You're not even going to believe somebody wrote this story just for me, Halls.
I want to hear all about it.
It's called A Million to One by Adiba Jagradar. I'm so sorry if I botched your name. I don't know, but I'm telling you, I'm going to read your book, so hopefully it'll make up for me botching your name. It's all for me. It's a sapphic heist on the fucking Titanic.
No. Yes. Shut your mouth.
First of all, there's nothing I love more than a heist book. I fucking love it.
There is one thing you love more than a heist book.
A Titanic book. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. Holy fuck. A High Seas Heist from the author of The Henna Wars, which The Henna Wars got a lot of critical acclaim. I think it was like rated one of the top YA books here recently. And it's an immersive story that makes readers forget one important detail. The ship sinks. I cannot fucking wait.
I cannot wait for you to get your hands on this book.
Holy shit. Now, Holly has been the best friend ever because I have drug Hall's ass to, I think, more than one.
I can remember at least one Titanic
exhibit.
Yeah, where you get like handed a card at the front and it tells you if you
lived or died
or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, but God bless Ren, my husband. He is, this man is long suffering because I have drug him to numerous. Oh, and also I drug Robin also to a Titanic exhibit. I don't know. It's an obsession. And when you were at Tulane, we actually watched the Titanic movie.
Yeah.
And you, I believe, mocked me for crying at the end because you're like, you knew the ship was going to go down.
I mean, you had to know that.
I did actually know that, but what I didn't know was that bitch wouldn't scoot over on the door.
I mean, someone was going to die.
Yeah. I mean, Yeah, I'm obsessed. Oh, completely my goodness. Obsessed. I can't wait.
I cannot believe someone wrote a high speech about the Titanic.
And it sounds so good. It's like a jeweled diary that they're trying to steal or something. I don't know.
I'm excited about it, too.
Whatever it is, I'm down.
I know you are.
I'm going to read it. It's the day it comes out.
Yeah, December 13th. Be ready.
Yeah, I'm gear up, friends, because we're going to have a whole episode about this Titanic book. And that's it. That's all I have for you. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
There were a couple more. I'm just going to say, so people don't think I'm like dropping the ball. There were a couple other books that are coming out, but there was some problems with either the book or the author.
We don't want to be involved in any of that.
And I didn't want to be involved in any of that. No. So if there was like a low, low rating on Goodreads already and people are saying this book is garbagey for whatever reason, I don't know if it's garbagey, but I didn't want to bring it up.
I don't even know the books you're talking about, but I know we like to stay clear of the smoke.
Yeah, so I had Tippity typed on my paper, and then I was like, oh, goodness me, boop, 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 boop. And I went right on and deleted that off my paper, because I'm like, I'm not about that life. So, but these are the three I have.
Well, these sound like really good recommendations. I'm excited about actually all three of those. So, well, no, only two of them.
Yeah, anyway. You're like, actually, wait, no. What do you have for us today?
What I have today, I want to thank both of these authors, because I have been in the holiday spirit with you and reading all these little fluffy holiday rom-com books.
I'm not going to lie. I'm actually struggling a little bit with the holiday cheer with these rom-coms. I'm going to have to throw in a serial killer book in there somewhere, because I feel like my head is a little full of tinsel right now.
I felt like every part of me was full of tinsel and I needed to get it out.
And not in a good way.
So I want to thank these two for throwing in some serious books.
Right.
Some books that make you think.
Yeah.
I know that one. Books that aren't afraid to torture the good folk.
Oh, they're not for me then. So it's not. You're not going to recommend these books for me?
You know, for a variety of reasons, I don't think I would recommend these books for you.
Okay.
Only because I know you so well.
You do. Better than almost anyone.
But I recommend them for a lot of our audience.
Just about anyone that's not Susie. Because, well, I'm a sensitive fuck.
Some people are, though.
Yes.
You know? And that's why they have trigger warnings and the like.
And I appreciate that. And Anna, actually, I'm going to shout out Anna here.
Please do.
Because when she offered to send this to us.
And she's so pleasant. I mean,
she was super, super delightful. But I really want to give her a massive shout out, because she did come back and say, hey, these are the trigger warnings. It was a very thorough trigger warning. And she said, it will not hurt my feelings if this book is not for you. I understand. But I thought that was so nice of her to do that, because I don't know if you're like on some of I know you are on some of these Facebook like book groups.
Yeah,
man, people got lots of feelings about trigger warnings, and I don't actually want to hear. If you don't like trigger warnings, cool, I don't want to hear you talking shit about them, because people do, I think, need to know what they're about to read, because I am one of those people. I don't really have triggers. But for my own mental health, just because, as I've shared before, I do suffer from anxiety, I don't always want to read things that are super heavy or certain topics. It's not for me. And I think it's very nice of the authors to let us know that ahead of time.
I 100% appreciate it. And I think that people who are bothered by something that's good for other people, like, that's kind of weird, you know? Like, nothing in either of these books was particularly upsetting to me. But why would I be offended that these authors were talking about what might upset other people?
What I see is people saying that it's spoilery.
Oh, for whatever. Okay.
But I just wanted to say thank you so much for her saying that, because actually, on the outside, it does sound like a book that I would actually really like, because I do like historical fiction.
Yeah. I typically don't, I'll be honest.
No, you don't. So what's the book?
Okay, so this book is called The Veracity of Lies.
Okay.
And
by Anna.
Anna Woywood?
Anna, we're so sorry.
I'm sorry.
We don't know how to say things.
You can follow Anna. She contacted us on Instagram, and it's anna.w.writes.
Right. So we're botching her name.
I hope I didn't.
But it's anna.w.writes
yes.
on Insta.
And so Anna's super pleasant. Please go follow her. And if this book sounds like anything you'd like to read, please purchase and read this book. So The Veracity of Lies is a historical fiction. It is set primarily in the 1950s. And
I love that time period.
Yeah, it's really, and the way that she describes the time period, so good. It seems like everybody's always smoking and drinking and, like, you know, doing their 50s.
Having a good time.
Yeah, like the men are running the show and the women are kind of,
yeah,
the way women had to be back then. And,
it sounds, you know, like, I love, one of my favorite shows ever is The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And I liked it, not just because it's a fucking awesome show, but I love how incredible, like, the set was and everything and all their descriptions and the from that time period. It was so good. I am interested in this.
So, I didn't see that show, but I kind of, when I was picturing, and she had on her Instagram, like, Lucy and Ethel.
You know,
kind of like because the characters in the book are stars of a sitcom in the 50s.
Oh!
And so, there are two women that are the primary characters, and then they talk about the side characters and their husbands right. and all these people. So,
are they gay?
The women?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
But, of course, this is not a popular thing
right.
back in that time period, and trouble ensues.
Okay.
Trouble ensues. This is a great story, extremely well-written book. Please, please, please check the trigger warnings on this book.
Yeah.
And she means it.
It's Did not she like have it like, at the beginning?
I don't know. I don't
okay.
know. So go look on the Instagram. I know she had a thorough write-up on Instagram of what the book contained. It
okay.
contains substance abuse.
Right.
Very descriptive main character. It contains talk of an eating disorder. Very descriptive. And then various forms of abuse that are going
right.
to be super triggering to people if that is a trigger for you. So anyone who is not
triggered by those things,
please read this book.
Yeah.
So good.
I actually think I would want to read this. I have to ask you, I don't want you to tell me on air because we don't spoil things on this show.
Well, then don't ask me on air if you don't want me to tell
you
on air.
Well, I'm just going to say, you know, the question I always have to ask is, does it have a happy ending? So you can tell me the answer to that off air.
I'm actually going to say the answer in a roundabout way, because you know me, I never quite answer a question
like that.
Correctly.
Well, you can fucking tell me the answer off air to me.
Sometimes happiness is in the eye of the beholder.
No. No. I'm just going to say no. You know what you know what I mean when I ask you, does this have a happy ending? So you can just tell me later, but that will determine whether or not I have the mental fortitude to read it. But I love shit set in the 50s.
This book has a lot of complexity to it.
Yeah.
This book has a couple of characters. One of them is a main character that is probably pretty divisive as far as like whether a reader is going to think she's a good person or a bad person or just a complicated person.
It's complicated.
She struggles with addiction, and the description of addiction is written in such a real way that it just draws you in.
Do you feel like it was written like accurately?
Very, very accurately. I don't know that I've mentioned that I'm in recovery, but I myself have struggled with substance abuse in the past. And just the way that this was written is, it was beautiful and tragic.
Okay.
You know, and very real.
So not a Christmas story.
Not a Christmas story.
not that.
But, you know, I loved it because a lot of times these Christmas stories aren't really what I'm looking for in a book. So this was a
right.
little more what I was looking for in a book. And Anna actually saved me because I put this book like right in the middle of some of these other books I was
well,
reading.
Well, I actually also gave you a free hall pass. I was like, you don't have to read any more of these
and
anymore.
I found it to be like delightfully refreshing in a really weird way.
That's good. I mean, I wasn't actually joking when I said that I'm actually gonna read a serial killer book.
Yeah.
That I was being serious, because sometimes you can only stand so much fluff, even me, who am the, I like fluffy books, but that's awesome.
It's beautiful, it's romantic, it's tragic.
That's great. I mean, I don't know if it's for me, especially right now, but I do love stuff set in the 50s, so I may have to check it out. But thank you so much, Anna, for reaching out to us and allowing us to read this book for you. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. I actually gave the book 5 stars.
Woo! Yeah. How many flags? We haven't done that in so long.
How many flags? She's going to get 5 flags. Okay. There was bisexual representation in the book. I think lesbian representation. And then gay representation. So it was.
It ran around the gamut.
Yeah.
Thorough representation
in the book.
That's great.
Chili Peppers. I'm going to say like 2 or 3 chili peppers.
Well, thank you so much, Anna, for sharing this book with us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And we hope it has super awesome success.
Yeah, I really hope it does. I really hope it does. I can see why Anna, mentioned that it might be a tough read for some people. And I do agree with her on that. But Anna, if you're ever in Atlanta, I'll buy you a cup of coffee, because I'd love to talk to you about this book. It was really, really good.
Oh.
Moving.
What is the next one you have for
along
for me?
Is by our friends, L.S. Fables.
Oh, L.S. Fables.
L.S. Fables submitted the next book to us, and L.S. Fables are Liv Savelle and Sterling.
Oh, it's L and S Fables.
Well, on Instagram, it's LS Fables.
Okay, that's why.
And so that's how we are referring to these lovely folks.
And I have to say, these two, I don't know which one of them I was communicating with, but they are fucking awesome. Because
we were really lucky. They were very, very awesome.
They were so nice. Thank you for putting up with my disaster of a self. We had a little tiny bit of a miscommunication because I actually don't know what the fuck's happening in my own life.
Yeah, and you certainly don't know what episodes are being released on this podcast in any particular order.
Here's
she actually
little,
keeps the schedule, but I don't know. You were confused.
Here's a little secret, friends. I don't ever listen to this after we've recorded it because I hate the sound of my own voice, and I think I sound stupid. So Halls is the one who does all the editing, all of that. So once it is into the ether, I have no idea what I even said. So I was wrong, and these people were absolutely lovely to me when I was a dum-dum. And I really appreciate that.
So I am proud to finally be releasing my review yes. of The Last Contender.
I'm so happy because you loved this book so much.
I loved this book. I keep saying this, but I feel very fortunate to have been gifted these two books during this holiday season.
Yes.
Of such frippery. Is frippery a word?
It is.
What's the word for like stuff that's kind of like
it's
too light or
I
like
I think that's a good
I don't know. Anyway,
it's a good one.
The Last Contender, guys. Here we go. This is a fantasy.
Yes.
A true fantasy.
So
you got the map in the front.
Oh,
you got a dozen pages of character names.
Oh my gosh.
This is the Instagram inclusive fantasy fiction. Definitely inclusive.
That is awesome.
LGBTQ. They're all in the book.
Is there an I or an A?
No.
Okay.
Okay. But that's all right. Non-binary in the book.
Oh, that is amazing.
A lot of representation in the book. Awesome female characters. That's a big complaint for me about a lot of fantasy books.
You don't like it when men write women.
No. And a lot of these fantasy writers are men, and they write women in a not very flattering way as some sort of plot device or side character or manipulative, whatever. It's not good.
Yeah.
And I don't appreciate it.
Oh, yes. I don't read fantasy, so I don't really know.
Well, we're not your playthings.
Okay.
Okay?
That is a good, yes, correct.
This book, tons of very strong female characters.
I do like a good strong female character.
Awesome male characters in the book. Awesome non-binary characters in the book. All kinds of good characters in this book.
And is the plot hard to follow? Is there a lot of world building?
There's a lot of world building. There are a lot of different... One of the marks of fantasy is that all these characters are starting out in different lands, usually. You know, they're all scattered all over the map, which is why they give you the map.
Right.
And then eventually they're going to, like, come together
right.
in a way that you didn't quite predict, right?
Okay.
So this book ends on a cliffhanger.
Do we know if there's going to be another one?
Oh, there has to be. Don't do me like that now.
Well, I mean, I don't know that there has to be.
There has to be.
Okay.
Okay. Because this book is so good.
Did you hear that, friends?
They wouldn't leave me hanging like this. the book is actually appropriate for the holiday season because it is very cold. There's a lot of mention of snow and winter.
I do like a good atmospheric novel where it's... Like cold during the winter and snowy and all of that.
A frozen tundra, if you will.
A frozen tundra?
Yeah. They're out there in the snow.
So is this set in, like, magical realms?
Yeah, there is magic in the book. There is...
Is there romance?
Romance in the book, yeah. There are all types of romance in the book that I can think of right now.
That's awesome. This sounds really good. I'm not a fan of... fantasy.
A lot of good pairings. A lot of there's fighting in the book, violence, death, maiming.
I mean, this has it all.
This has it all.
Wow.
Magic.
How long was
mayhem.
It? Mayhem.
Mayhem. You know, I don't really have a concept of how long it was. It was sent in a PDF format. And so I get the... It didn't feel long to me. I read it when I went to Mexico, so I read it on the plane ride there and back. I read it while I was there, so it kept my attention for the better part of a week.
Wow.
And it was quite good. One of the things that stands out about this book, a lot of times with fantasy books or with books that are this long that have all these, you see this with Stephen King sometimes where there are a lot of characters, a lot of moving pieces. Some of the characters you like better than others, right?
Right.
Sometimes you're reading a part of it and then the other part starts and you're like, I want to get back to what's her name, you know? Not so in this book. All the characters are very engaging. You get invested in them. And so...
And you're rooting for all of them.
You're rooting for all of them. Even the one that's the bad guy, quote unquote bad guy, you know, I don't really believe in that type of thing anyway, but...
But if you did believe in it, you would like the bad guy.
That person has a backstory written in that you are then sympathetic to their plight as well. You do see why they do what they do.
Right.
And I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. So there are certainly a couple of favorite characters for me, but all of the characters are very well written and engaging. Well done. This, love it.
Sounds fantastic.
I highly recommend
The Last Contender. Can already guess, I'm thinking, how many pride flags would be five, because you said...
Five.
That there was a lot of representation.
A lot of representation.
And... How many chili peppers? Well, I'm assuming also you gave it 5 stars.
Yeah, I gave it 5 stars. Easy 5 stars.
Yeah, you loved this one.
Yeah, I don't hand out 5 stars a lot, and I'm handing out 2 5-stars to ARCs today, so...
That's incredible.
I want to make sure I note that that is unusual and well done to both of these authors.
Yeah.
I was talking about, you know, chili peppers, 2 or 3.
So you've read two.
Maybe two.
You've read 2 books with a little bit of spice in them.
They had a little bit of spice, yeah.
That's great.
It's certainly not the romance. I don't think romance would be considered. Well, the Veracity of Lies was a romance.
Right.
The Last Contender contained romance, but...
That wasn't the whole thing.
Contained all sorts of other great plot lines, too.
Is there mythical creatures?
Not that stand out in my memory. Mostly magic and humans and just good stuff.
Well, thank you so much to L and S Fables.
Yeah,
for
I really appreciate
this
book.
Arc. Thank you for thinking of us, and thank you for being so delightful on our DMs. I'm a total dumbass. Thank you so much. And if you, we have put it out there before, and we've gotten a lot of requests. But if you write books that are something that you think we might like on this show, which is more the fiction, fantasy, historical fiction, that sort of thing, please reach out to us on Instagram or Your Rainbow Reads on Insta. Mm-hmm. And we'll be happy to give it a look.
Yeah, we'll give it a look and you know, some things that may not necessarily fit into our usual genre, we can throw into a minisode like this.
That's right. But thank you to all the authors out there who are busting their asses to entertain us and enlighten us and make us think and all of those good things. You're doing really hard work, and we are appreciative, and your hard work does not go unnoticed.
It doesn't. And I want to say that I am so thankful that as a part of this journey that we've started here, that we have had these interactions with indie authors and probably folks that I may not have read otherwise. And I feel very fortunate to have read some of these books that we've read recently. I've very, very much enjoyed all of them.
And it gives me like a lot to think about so far as like the publishing industry goes, because I think that a lot of indie authors get a lot of shit that they're not out there writing quality literature, or
not true
because,
at all.
You know, they're not published by one of the big publishing houses. But I think one of the first indie authors I'd ever really read that like grabbed me by the throat was Legends and Lattes.
Oh my God.
But now,
so good.
But now Tor, you know, picked up Travis Baldry's books, and you know, he's being published by now a traditional publishing house. But
yeah,
I mean, there are so many good writers out there that for whatever reason have not been published by a traditional publishing house, and they are so fucking good, and they deserve all of the credit and all of the accolades that other authors get, because they're out here writing outstanding books.
Oh yeah, I mean, these two books that I just talked about, they're tons better than most of the books I've read this year, and I stand behind that statement. I mean, they really are. They're high quality, good stories. Not a lot of
maybe filler. They'll show up on our countdown.
They very well might with 5 stars.
Yeah, I mean, stay tuned, friends. In December, we're gonna have our favorites of the year countdown. I think we were going to try to stick to 5, but I don't know if I can do that.
I don't know if I can either, and mine might be full of some indie authors.
Right.
All right, well, friends,
that's it for
always,
us.
Take care of yourselves out there.
And take care of each other.
See you next time.
Bye.